Surah Yunus, verses 61 to 70.
Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in, amma ba'd. We are on page 299 in the 7th ruku of Surah Yunus, in the 11th juz of the Quran, commencing at ayah number 61. Many of the ayat in the surah describe the polytheist rejection and denial of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Quran, as well as their stubborn opposition to him. Naturally, this distressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The next 6 ayat, which essentially refer to Allah's all-encompassing knowledge, his ilm, his power, his qudra, and his ability to provide him protection, these 6 ayat provide support, comfort, and reassurance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has knowledge of everything that is happening. Allah has power over everything, and Allah is able to protect you. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, wa ma takunu fi sha'nin, wa ma tatlu minhu min Qur'an, wa la ta'maluna min amal. Whatever sublime activity or state you may be engaged in, ya Rasulullah, whatever sublime activity, sha'n, whatever sublime activity or state you may be engaged in, وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنِ, and whether you may be reciting any portion of the Qur'an, وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ, and whatever deed all the rest of you may be doing, إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إِذْ تُفِيضُونَ فِيهِ, except that we remain aware and witness to it when you engage in it. We are aware, we are witness to what is happening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to all of you. وَمَا يَعْزُبُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ, not the smallest particle on earth or in the heavens is hidden from the knowledge of your Lord. وَلَا أَصْغَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ, and there is nothing smaller than the tiniest particle. وَلَا أَكْبَرَ, or larger than it, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ, except that it is recorded in a clear book, the لوح المحفوظ. Everything is recorded on account of his all-encompassing knowledge and awareness of things. This is a description of the ilm, the knowledge of Allah. The next ayah highlights the protection promised to the devoted and obedient servants of Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ayah 62, Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun. Certainly, those who are the friends of Allah, awliya Allah, no fear of future events would overcome them. Akhirah, maut, all of those fears, whatever the horrors are, no fear will overcome them. Nor shall they grieve over the loss of anything of this world. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect them from fear and shield them from grief. Ayah 63, Alladheena amanu, who are these awliya Allah, these friends of Allah, Alladheena amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. These friends of Allah are those who believed, people of iman, وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ, and who remain mindful of Allah by avoiding sin. If sin happens, make tawbah immediately. Therefore, closeness to Allah is achievable through iman and abstention from sin and disobedience, which is taqwa. Ayah number 64, لَهُمُ الْبُشْرَى, بُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, and they are protected from fear and grief, because there is glad tidings. Bushra means glad tidings. There is glad tidings for them from Allah about being protected in this world and in the hereafter from these two things. They receive glad tidings from Allah. And this is the promise of Allah. La tabdila li kalimatillah. The word and the promise of Allah shall never be subject to change. So their protection from grief and from fear and grief is guaranteed. Dhalika huwa al-fawzul azim. This glad tidings is the supreme triumph. Ayah number 65, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ, and now that you know that those who are close to Allah are assured protection from fear and grief, so let their words of kufr and rejection of the truth not cause you grief. لَا يَحْزُنْكَ قَوْلُهُمْ. Along with his all-encompassing knowledge, ilm, and protection, and extended to the ones who are close to him, أَلَا إِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا, Izzah, might and glory also belongs to Allah alone. So he will protect you from fear and grief as promised by his might. Huwa as-Sami', he is all hearing of what they say. Al-Alim, all knowing of what they do, and he will avenge you. Ayah 66, Ala inna lillahi man fis samawat wa man fil ard. Certainly all those who are in the heavens, angels, jinn, etc., and all those who are on earth belong to him. Lillahi man fis samawat wa man fil ard. Everything belongs to him. He is able to protect his creation and also to take the evildoers to task. And if anyone may feel that their partner gods, their shuraka, may intervene, so let them know that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَتَّبِعُ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ شُرَكَى. Let them know, they who follow and worship others besides him do not follow any actual and legitimate partner gods. There are no partner gods to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They have no evidence and basis for what they are following and worshipping. And their partner gods have no divine attributes, so they could not intervene in any way. Actually, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنِ. They merely follow speculation. وَإِنْ هُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. And they are only presuming. Next four ayat. Just as the above six ayat provided support and comfort to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the next four ayat revert to the topic of Tawheed, which is meant to reinforce the assurance and comfort provided by the previous batch of ayat. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says about His oneness, هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا. It is He who has made the dark night for you so that you may rest in it. And the day by its illumination enabling you to see clearly. Allah has made darkness and light. Surely, إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ. Surely, in the creation of this, there are great signs of the oneness of Allah, the power of Allah. There is no other deity beside Him. For those who listen, لِقَوْمِ يَسْمَعُونَ. For those who listen attentively to these messages of the Qur'an. But, قَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيمِ. Despite this, idol worshippers and polytheists fail to reflect, and they still say, اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. Allah has begotten a son, or Allah has children. Na'udhu billah. Glory be to him. Subhanahu. Glory be to him. Huwa al-ghani. He is the self-sufficient one, not in need of anyone or anything, and everyone and everything is entirely dependent upon him. In indakum min sultanim bihada, lahu ma fis samawat wa ma fil ard. Everything in the heavens and in the earth belongs to him. None of his creation share his attributes of perfection, nor could they bear resemblance to him in any way. Therefore, those whom they assert to be the children of Allah, they bear no resemblance to Allah, nor do they possess any of his traits of perfection. They are thus not his children, and he is pure and far above what they have ascribed to him. Now we have established through rational arguments and evidence that he has no children or partners. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says to these mushrikeen, in indakum min sultanin bihada, you have no authoritative evidence for this base except the baseless claim. They say Allah has a son, Allah has children. You have no authoritative evidence, no sultan, an evidence which is very, very authoritative. Ataquluna ala Allahi ma la ta'lamun, or would you fabricate against Allah what you have no knowledge of? If you are fabricating, so tell them, innal ladina yaftaruna ala Allahi al-kadhib. Tell them those who invent falsehoods and fabrications about Allah, they would never prosper. لا يفلحون. And if anyone has doubts on account of the indulgence and abundance granted to them, then let them know that متاع في الدنيا. They have a short-lived enjoyment in this dunya only. ثم إلينا مرجعهم. Then they will die, and to us is their return. ثم نذيقهم العذاب الشديد بما كانوا يكفرون. And then we will make them taste Adab al-Shadid, a severe punishment because of their rejection and disbelief and kufr. Just do the tilawat of these ayat.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. وَمَا تَكُونُ فِي شَأْنٍ وَمَا تَتْلُو مِنْهُ مِنْ قُرْآنٍ وَلَا تَعْمَلُونَ مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا كُنَّا عَلَيْكُمْ شُهُودًا إلا كنا عليكم شهودا إذ تفيضون فيه وما يعزب عن ربك من مثقال ذرة في الأرض ولا في السماء ولا أصغر من ذلك ولا أكبر إلا في كتاب مبين ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون لهم البشرى في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة لا تبديل لكلمات الله ذلك هو الفوز العظيم ولا يحزنك قولهم إن العزة لله جميعا هو السميع العليم ألا إن لله من في السماوات ومن في الأرض وما يتبع الذين يدعون من دون الله شركاء إن يتبعون إلا الظن وإن هم إلا يخرصون هو الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يسمعون قالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه هو الغني له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض إن عندكم من سلطان بهذا أتقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون قل إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون متاع في الدنيا ثم إلينا مرجعهم ثم نذيقهم العذاب الشديد بما كانوا يكفرون
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته جزاكم الله خيراً